The Ministry of Health recently launched its Jamaica Moves campaign in an effort to promote proper diet and exercise among the population. Among the goals of the campaign is the promotion of a healthy lifestyle to guard against developing non-communicable diseases, NCDs. NCDs are those that are non-infectious or transmissible, but are brought on by unhealthy lifestyle choices. Stay with us for more as we take a closer look at non-communicable diseases. In Jamaica, the major NCD groups are cardiovascular, cancers, and chronic respiratory diseases. General practitioner and public health specialist, Dr. Sonia Lamy-Davidson, says the emphasis must be placed on preventing the development of NCDs instead of reacting to them. She says NCDs are silent conditions, and with early intervention, they can be effectively controlled before any serious damage or death can result.
Other than cancer, all of the common NCDs are controllable and no one should ever die as a result of it if people take heed and if they have access to treatment.
Dr. Davidson recommends that persons be proactive in testing for NCDs to detect them early. Tackling NCDs is dependent especially on the type of disease that a person may be living with. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, non-communicable conditions, mainly cardiovascular diseases such as cancers, chronic respiratory illnesses, and diabetes, are responsible for over 60% of deaths worldwide. Around the world, NCDs affect women and men almost equally, and over 9 million of all deaths attributed to NCDs happen before the age of 60. Non-communicable diseases are preventable through effective interventions that tackle shared risk factors, namely tobacco use, which kills nearly 6 million people per year, unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, and harmful use of alcohol. Some of the most common NCDs are diabetes, hypertension, psychiatric disorders, arthritis, asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, high cholesterol, and coronary heart disease.
All of these things that we have mentioned are somehow connected to lifestyle. And it's a variety of lifestyle that's associated with it. But let's take diabetes and hypertension and heart disease. We know that diet has a lot to do with it. Physical activity. And yes, more and more people are beginning, including practitioners, are beginning to realize how important the role of stress is in relationship to all non-communicable chronic diseases, but in particular the three that I've just mentioned.
Dr. Davidson says adults should test for the risk factors of certain diseases, for example, blood pressure and blood sugar, periodically.
The risk factors for diabetes can be picked up even as early as childhood if one is willing to test the blood sugar, for example, fasting, and challenge the body with a standard glucose drink. I'm not suggesting that it should be done in childhood on a regular basis unless there is reason to suspect.
Diseases such as hypertension and diabetes tend to damage organs, including the heart and kidneys. Dr. Davidson says sometimes persons only become aware of their lives being in danger when their organs are only partially functioning. She says persons tend to wait until they feel ill before they find out if they may be living with an NCD.
If people were vigilant, and I just want to say vigilance means that you don't wait until you're sick to go to the doctor. You have at least an annual checkup, which would include blood tests as well as a physical examination. And also, if there's any disorder that is detected, that one persists in going to the doctor until it's controlled. We don't claim to be able to cure diabetes or hypertension or coronary heart disease. We do, even psychiatric disorders such as depression and schizophrenia, we say it's controlled, which means even if you're not required to take drugs, pharmaceuticals, there is the need for vigilance.
Persons with NCDs should not stay away from a doctor for longer than 6 months and repeat visits every 3 months until controlled. Proper diet, an active lifestyle, and regular checkups are key ways that NCDs can be prevented. Though NCDs can be life-altering, the earlier they are detected, the easier they will be controlled.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.